We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's bugging Drew?
This isn't a lot to go on. This is not a society. This is anarchy!
All right.
Not your scam.
Not my scam, I promise. Okay.
We made Drew whole. He got scammed, but we made him whole.
Yep. If it's interesting, this talk of, you know, Caleb Williams, you know, he's going to pull an Eli and all this stuff. Well, Deion, I don't know if you guys heard this or if any of the listeners heard it as well. But here's Deion Sanders talking about his son Shador and also star corner Travis Hunter and, where they'll go in the draft or if they're going to pick where they end up going in the draft.
Top four.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Mm. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
Okay, you on point.
It's gonna be it's gonna be an Eli.
I mean, come on now. Really?
Yeah, he's referencing Eli back in 2004. Where we know his agent.
I want them to go. And he's previously said, I don't want any cold states. I want them to go somewhere warm. I don't want anywhere cold, which eliminates majority of the teams in the NFL.
Travis Hunter, not coming to Kansas City.
I don't like it.
Both his son and Hunter. And then you mentioned his poor third son or whatever. Yeah, don't forget about Shiloh. Just kind of like threw him in there at the end. But those two players at the top, Hunter and Shadir, are going to be top picks. I do think so. But this notion, though, that they are both can't-miss prospects to where they're going to have all this push on their own to be able to dictate the draft, I don't believe it. I was listening. I thought it was interesting. I think it was even RG3's kind of gone off the deep
end. I've got that pulled up, too. You want to hear that?
Sure, he's gone off the deep end here recently. But this idea of, hey, we're, you know, player empowerment. We've talked about this, and it's not the NBA, but could we get to a point where players can dictate where they go? I don't think we're there yet.
No.
And with all due respect to Shadir Sanders, I don't think he's that kind of player where he is at that level to be able to dictate the four cities I want to go to. We hear that he's just doing it a year early, Drew.
We heard
this about Cale Williams 3 months ago, and I said, we heard about Joe Burrow 2 years ago, and now we're already hearing about Sanders a year early.
That's the difference. Eli did it in 2004, and it didn't change the culture of football.
Right. Also,
one player did it one time.
Well, mind you, and I'll play RG3's thing in a second, Caleb Williams never said anything himself.
Correct.
Deion is saying, and I know Shador hasn't said anything, but for Deion to go on record and say, I know where I want them to go.
Yeah, but he
this
says
is
a lot
what we're
going to
do. I know he says a lot, but
Caleb
hasn't said anything, at least. It was just, you know, rumored and all that other stuff.
No, but some of Caleb Williams' stuff was the stuff his dad was saying, so sorry.
Yeah, true.
You got to live by the things your dad says sometimes because we assume he has at least part of your proxy.
And guess what? He's going number one overall to Chicago.
WalterFootball.com put out a mock draft.
Yeah, that site's interesting.
It's
for 2025?
Look, it's the one I got for 2025.
That's the one that... I can't remember who it was.
That's a hard site to navigate, too.
One of the GM, somebody called him out and like, we don't even know who the hell this guy is. Remember that? No, I mean, this was within the last year.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember what GM.
But it's the one I had for a 2025 mock.
All right.
WalterFootball.com has out their 2025 mock. They have Shador Sanders going number one overall to the Tennessee Titans.
That's too cold.
And was he talking about he was talking about his other kid, right?
Shiloh? How about Travis Hunter?
Travis Hunter was the one. Shiloh's going to go later.
Third overall to the New England Patriots.
Definitely not going to work for Deion.
Cold weather city.
I want to play the RG3 thing because it was interesting and you guys had it in the system. Here's RG3 in response to all of what Deion said.
Deion saying that either Shadur or Travis Hunter should pull are going to pull an Eli doesn't surprise me at all. Look at what's happened this year. Caleb Williams goes to the combine, doesn't do anything except for meetings, doesn't even let the medical teams go out there and look at him because he says they don't need to. Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't do his pro day, doesn't do the combine, doesn't run a 40 because they don't need to. In today's age with the athletes and their mindset, they are empowered. They know that they can control their own narratives. They know that they can be a part of the media while they're still playing. So if the players that are coming up are saying these things and feel this type of way, you're going to see more of them pull an Eli and say, I understand that playing in the NFL is a privilege, but that privilege is earned through my pay or through my play. And the players right now understand that they don't have to do the status quo and they don't have to sit here and answer to whatever they're told to do anymore, because without the players, all of these sports leagues are nothing. This is the player empowerment age, and you're seeing it come into the NFL.
Literally, none of those players got to choose their team.
Yeah, so like I agree.
The NFL is different.
I agree with about 25% of what RG3 said. He's correct that I think more and more players are not going to go through the combine stuff because, like, I don't need to do that. My play speaks for itself. Yeah, I actually totally agree with that. But as you said, that's different than if Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. said, I'm not playing for you.
Correct.
Deal with it. And that's essentially what Deion's already setting up for next year. I'll believe that when I see it, if that actually is the path that they take. I'm all for player empowerment, and it is obviously somewhat of a movement going on right now. I think there's a big difference between saying you're going to make decisions and how you operate in college, how you operate around the NFL draft. You saying to teams that you're not going to draft me, I don't think is going to become a regular thing in the NFL. No, I don't believe so. I sure as hell don't think it's happening next year.
Well, and if you look at the way the other leagues that are established, the NFL is not a player-friendly league like the NBA is, or like even baseball is at times, or hockey even has become a little bit more of. It is not. It is an owner-run deal, and a lot of players do not get anything close to what they want, where the NBA, they can kind of dictate a lot of stuff that actually happens. Like T. Higgins put in a trade request. The Bengals have said on record multiple times, we look forward to having T. play for us this season, as if he didn't even put in the trade request. Like, it doesn't matter. Where he would have been traded already if you were on an NBA team.
And he's an established pro.
Correct.
We're talking about kids that haven't even played it in the NFL yet. So I just, and I understand, of course, we all have the Eli example. So it has happened before. But this notion that we're going to start having every year the top two or three guys just get a pick where
I
they
hope
go.
Not. It's not, that'd be annoying.
That's not. The NBA is the center of that, and they don't allow it.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
And the NBA, they allowed in free agency, and you can force a trade once you're signed and all that. Of course, that's different. Nobody's saying that, hey, if Shadur Sanders next year is the number one overall pick and he plays great for a year and a half and he's like, I don't like this team, I want to be traded. That's even pretty crazy in its own right. But
that's
one,
easier to
I
get.
I could see something like that happening. Yeah. Not just the coming out of college and I get to dictate exactly
where. I'm not going
where,
there. Like, I'm not going
the
there.
The three
there.
Cities I want to go to, they're all picking 21, 25, and 30. Yeah, explain to me how that's going to work. You're going to get 20 teams to agree not to draft you, and then what, those teams are going to trade up in the draft? This isn't like baseball where you can do the slot value stuff to the point where, oh, the Royals will pass on you because they just know you're not going to ever sign with them.
And if you're about making getting money and getting paid,
it's different.
You're going to make a lot less if you're 30.
It's the worst sport from a draft perspective. Yes. In the NBA, there's a lot more flexibility, a lot more movement, and still a limit, right? If they love you, they'll just hold on to you and not give you a choice. Like, and that's the thing. We always talk about, like, 1-1. At 1-1, you don't get a choice. The Cleveland Cavaliers were a joke of a franchise for decades. Dan Gilbert was one of the worst owners in all of sports. But when it was 1-1 with LeBron, guess where he played, Gold? He played for the Cavaliers. Yeah, eventually you can leave, but, like, that's just not the way it works in, I think, any sport. If it is 1-1, they're going to get you paid. Yeah, I think you can move your slot from 7 to 11. In a weird way, it's easier. But if you're Shadur Sanders and you are projected to be the first overall pick, good luck choosing your team. It's a lot harder there. And it hasn't been done since Eli, I guess. And I don't just...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.